Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that's capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Julie Wilkes. She overcame a congenital heart condition that gave her a short life expectancy. While she was conquering her terminal condition, she developed seven areas of life awareness. These seven areas, called the seven life miracles, not only helped her to overcome her challenges, but apply to anyone looking to elevate their life as well. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what are the seven life miracles, and what makes them different than other kinds of motivational advice out there?
The seven life miracles are seven powerful areas for life awareness that, when tapped into, allow us to open up doors in our lives, overcome obstacles, and conquer their goals. So what makes them really different is that each of the miracles that I write about serve a purpose into bringing out the best in each of us and allowing us to be aware of what we want, provide the platform, structure, and confidence to help us to achieve that. So when you tap into your seven life miracles, you're an active participant along the journey. The information isn't just about reading information and closing your book and being done with it, but it asks you to take it and relate it to your life, to work with it and create your own customized plan for powerful living using those miracles. And they don't stop there. The miracles are actually connected to an aromatherapy line and a set of online and in-person workshops. So people can really take the concepts in this book and bring it home with them in the form of aromatherapy and then get a deeper dive by taking workshops to allow them to further develop them. So the miracles themselves incorporate seven different areas. And I'll tell you what those are really quickly. The first one is about embracing our life, living for today. The second one is about connecting with others in powerful ways. The third is about creating the life we want to live. The fourth is about empowerment, empowering ourselves to find happiness first. Oftentimes we think that happiness is an outcome, but happiness is what we choose to be along the way. The next one is called choose, and that's choosing the path that always serves us best in any moment. The next one is climb, and that means climbing over the obstacles in our way in order to reach our goals and to live our best life. The last of the seven miracles is called inspire, and it's about inspiring ourselves and others each and every day. But then there's the secret eighth miracle that sort of binds them all together, and that's love. And that's what the book is written about, and that's what the key concepts of the seven life miracles incorporate.
Speaking of inspire, Julie, what inspired you to write the seven life miracles?
So I, as you mentioned, I'm a heart disease survivor. I was born with a congenital heart defect that was so severe that doctors actually pronounced me dead at birth. They said that I would have a very short life expectancy, and so I grew up knowing that I had limited time. And in fact, one of the expectations were that I wouldn't live to be beyond 12. And so as I grew up and knowing that I had limited time, I learned to live my life urgently. That is, not put off the things that I needed to do. And so I started to develop my own philosophy on how to live your best life, knowing that I had limited time. And as I continued to grow and overcome my obstacles and go into my 20s and 30s, I realized that I had conquered all of these things that doctors and medical professionals and others had said I could never do. And so I found that there were these seven key things that were always with me along the way anytime I overcame any sort of obstacle. And so I began giving motivational lectures across the country on different topics, but these seven concepts always remain present in all of my talks. And so one day after one of my lectures, somebody came up to me and said, I wish you would write a book about these. I want to be able to take these with me and refer to them on a regular basis. And so thus the Seven Life Miracles book was born.
And now, what type of reader would benefit from learning about the Seven Life Miracles?
Well, of course, my first answer would be anyone at all who's looking to empower and inspire their life in wonderful ways. Mm-hmm. But truly, it's somebody who's, you know, somewhere in their life where they're looking to either make change or to enhance and elevate themselves to that next level. So they're really interested in developing themselves and living a more passionate, powerful, and meaningful life.
And what is that obstacle that keeps people from doing that anyway?
So oftentimes we find that people have a fear of failing. So So fear is what keeps us back of living that powerful and amazing life. And so if we can knock the fear out of the way and start to open up doors of possibility for ourselves, we can start living into our best life. But when we use fear to guide us, we tend to sit back and play it safe. And maybe we don't live our most powerful life, but we sort of just stay comfortable. And when we stay comfortable for too long, we start to forget all those goals and hopes and dreams that we had for ourselves, and we sort of find ourselves living in mediocrity. And so the goal of the Seven Life Miracles is to help take away the mediocrity, open up the doors of possibility, and allow people to climb their ladder into that place where they find their greatest passions and success, and knock out that fear and not worry so much about failing, but instead think about succeeding and being powerful.
And Julie, what would be that one piece of advice that you would want to leave for people that are looking to change their life, elevate their life, or overcome those obstacles standing in the way?
Well, there's a lot of great pieces of advice that can be gleaned from the book and from the lessons I've learned along my journey in general. But I think about one person that I worked with using the miracles, and he's a great example to me of the type of impact that we can have when focusing on this. He had spent 30 years wanting to write a children's book, but he ended up always letting something get in the way. His job, his life, his busyness, his responsibility. And I find that a lot of people let life get in the way. And finally, when we sat down and he started tapping into the Seven Life Miracles and he created a plan for himself and he set goals, he wrote his children's book within 3 months, had it illustrated, and it was there. It was all ready to go. And so my advice is, first of all, just acknowledge that you're looking to elevate and take your life to that next level. Remember that every obstacle in our life is a stepping stone in disguise, and don't be afraid to use your gifts and passions in order to move into that next space in your life. So finally, every day, if, you know, some days we may focus on, you know, making big, gigantic steps towards our goals, and other days it just isn't realistic. Other days we're just busy trying to make it all connect, trying to just get our job done, trying to get all of our responsibilities underway. So don't be afraid to just take a little small step each day. So whether it's taking a ginormous leap or taking just one small step and moving yourself in that direction of your goal, remember to keep moving your life forward each and every day, and you'll wind up tapping into the miracles of your life and living your dream life.
Well, Julie, you've given us a lot of great information today. I really appreciate you being here. We'd like to remind our listeners that the Seven Life Miracles can be purchased at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can find more information about the book, upcoming book signings, motivational lectures, the Aromatherapy Life, and the Seven Life Miracles workshops at the7lifemiracles.com, and that's the number 7, so the number 7lifemiracles.com, and tap into the miracles of your life. Today is the day to get started. Conquer your goals, live your dream life, with Julie Wilkes and her Seven Life Miracles. Thank you so much, Julie, for being here.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.